as we head into 2020, you're going to be hearing a lot more about women's suffrage. That's because next year will mark 100 years since American women gained the right to vote. Women fought hard for that right, but they were not alone. They were part of a global movement that began in Australia 125 years ago this month. Here's the world's Rupa Shenoy with the story.
It all started in the late 1800s. Women around the world were organizing for rights. In the British colony of New Zealand, women won the right to vote through a combination of petition drives and male allies in leadership. A year later, one of the neighboring colonies in Australia took it a step further, giving women the right to vote and to hold office.
It's not by strategy or stealth that gets through. It's actually by accident.
Claire Wright is an Australian professor who has written books about this. She says the women's movement in the colony of South Australia got a bill for women's suffrage introduced. A conservative lawmaker tried to squash the bill by expanding it to also give women the right to hold office.
And he thinks that this is what will sink the bill, because nobody is asking for that.
But he's wrong. His plan fails, and the bill passes. It gives women an opening to fight for much more. The colonies were in the process of coming together to create Australia. And Wright says South Australia's representatives insisted they'd only join the new country if women kept their voting rights.
So effectively, women's suffrage is made the precondition to a federated Australia, to this whole process of nation building. And so that's what happens.
It attracted the attention of the world. Wright says sociologists and journalists flocked to Australia to see if the critics of suffrage were right, that it would destroy families because women wouldn't want to get married anymore or have babies. They found a country passing sweeping social reforms like pension programs, regulations on working conditions, and a mandated living wage.
As one person at the time, a journalist, commented, the world fairly stood aghast to see the improvements that were going on in Australia.
A leader of Australia's suffrage movement, Vita Goldstein, was part of a global community of women activists working for suffrage. She set out on a world tour.
Everybody wanted to hear what she had to say. Everybody wanted to see this famous woman. It was like she was a unicorn.
The major U.S. newspapers reported on her lectures and travels. President Theodore Roosevelt even invited her to the Oval Office.
Because, in his words, he wanted to see what one of these enfranchised women looked like. And he was very pleased to see that she had retained all of her feminine charms.
And that's how Australian women played a key role in helping turn a global tide. Wright says the country's history as the spark for women's suffrage has been largely forgotten, even in Australia, because, Wright says, it was overshadowed by World War I and male mythologies that rose up around it. But as countries mark their 100th anniversaries of women's suffrage, Australia's role is being remembered, along with the people those events left behind.
I'm somebody who asks this question. What is the purpose in marking the anniversaries of women's suffrage?
Martha Jones is a professor of history at Johns Hopkins. She points out that after the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution gave women the right to vote in 1920, non-white women went to the polls and were turned away. Similarly, the Australian law that granted women the right to vote 25 years earlier didn't include Indigenous women.
I think it's difficult to reach back, particularly to the 19th century, to those philosophies, those theories, those tactics, and hold them up as worthy of veneration in the 21st century.
But at least the suffrage anniversaries can remind people of what women across the world can achieve together, says Catherine Marino, an assistant professor of women's history at UCLA.
It's important to remember that it was a movement that didn't have widespread support in the United States or in many countries. And it was really only because of international support, dialogue, collaboration, exchange of ideas, inspiration, and solidarity that suffrage passed and was adopted.
For Claire Wright in Australia, which named its first female prime minister, Julia Gillard, in 2010, she hopes the 125th anniversary will remind her country what it can achieve.
Radical change in a peaceful way. If we could understand ourselves as a country that had pioneered that sort of response to global issues, well,
maybe Australia could surprise the world again. For The World, I'm Roopa Shenoy.